What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisanti from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
Well, Don, we have a holiday weekend coming back, opened up last night at 7 o'clock. Markets are absolutely on fire. Dease corn currently up 20. No beans up 21. July and Seps, Minneapolis wheat were up at 1.48 cents last night. So big dynamic market, and there's reasons why. We'll get back to that in a little bit. Well, one of the brightest things on my screen is the economy is opening. People are driving. Crude oil's up $2 due to demand. The TSA numbers are coming out. More people flew this holiday weekend, or at least equal to before COVID started. So people are back to driving. People are back to flying, going to sporting events. And it's just incredible to see America open back up.
No doubt this market's been very volatile, Tommy.
Volatility actually gave the bulls and bears a chance to participate. It was a healthy correction, and some would say maybe that's over. And looking at these boards today, we're definitely on the way back up today. And so, yes, the folks who were short the market actually got rewarded pretty well last week in corn. Dease corn went down to $5.25. Currently trading 565. So Dease corn, 65 cents off the low. Volatility, both good for the bulls and bears.
So what's not hot in this market?
Well, for North Dakota, we have a drought. We then had several days of wind. We had a frost. And now, coming into the weekend, the coming up weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, upper 90s to 100 temps. And that's probably the catalyst behind this massive move in hard red spring wheat. Look for record high temperatures to be the just an absolute thorn in the side to the spring wheat market that cannot handle that heat with such a poor moisture profile, Don.
Tommy Grisanti, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.